His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a partly sunny day today, mid-80s. Tomorrow, sunny, 80 to 85. Wednesday, sun, some clouds, lower 80s. And Thursday, partly sunny, the lower 80s. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. News in our area. Well, crowds in Salisbury demanded action on gun control over the weekend. They were teary eyes and mournful gasps as the names and descriptions of the 19 students and two teachers killed in Texas last month were read Saturday during a March of Our Lives rally against gun violence that drew about 300 people on the green. Local students holding colored posters showing the victims' faces gave short biographies of the late children who loved to play softball, sing songs with their grandmother on the way to school. One of the teachers texted her police officer husband that she was dying that day, while the other teacher's husband died 2 days after she did from a heart attack. A mallet was struck against a metal singing bowl after each name was read to mimic the soulful ringing of a bell. The event was organized by Sophia DeBoer, Amy Lake, and Kathy Volstead, with DeBoer on mission for gun control since 2009, when a student at her daughter's college was shot by someone who had been stalking her. State Representative Maria Horn of Salisbury told the group she's working with Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin to create a state-run gun safety program that would involve responsible gun ownership. She said, while thinking about Texas, people want to scream, shout, and cry, but they also should be careful not to demonize gun owners. Many are supportive of gun safety legislation and are embarrassed by those who work against it. Horn said mental health is a worldwide problem, but gun violence seems to be unique to the United States. The rally ended with the Reverend John Carter singing a traditional Celtic blessing that set to music called "May the Road Rise Up to Meet You." Well, there was an accident that involved a Hamden woman, her 3-year-old grandson, and a Cornwall teen, a head-on crash on Route 7 on Friday, according to a state police report. Yvonne Brown, 69, was northbound at the 211 Mazda she was driving was struck by a car driven by a 16-year-old by the name of Jimmy Villa. Villa's car was southbound when he lost control and veered left in the oncoming lane, striking guardrails before bouncing off and striking the vehicle Brown was driving. Ambulances from three towns responded, along with Cornwall's fire department first responders. All three were taken to Sharon Hospital, Brown and her grandson by ambulance, and Villa by his mother. None of the injuries were life-threatening. Villa was cited by police for failure to maintain proper lane and operating without a license. Out of Great Barrington, nobody should feel shame about being the victim of substance use disorder, and nobody should feel shame about going to recovery for it. Those were the words of Gary Pratt, director of Rural Recovery and founder of Smash the Stigma 413, shortly after cutting the ribbon, officially opening the South County Recovery Center, for which he's also the director. Located on State Road in Great Barrington, a main street through downtown, the SCRC is a hub for those seeking recovery, Pratt told the Berkshire Eagle during the opening of the celebration on Saturday. They'll bring a full-time recovery coach, the purpose of the center staff, to accompany folks on their road to recovery, help them understand what it takes and how to do it, and how to connect with resources such as rehab centers, counseling, their support groups. Well, Tanglewood won't require masks, COVID vaccination cards, or negative test proof this summer. With Tanglewood opening on Friday, the popular art show Ringo Starr and his all-star band, the Boston Symphony, has lifted COVID-19 health and safety mandates for the full summer season. Concertgoers and other visitors to the orchestra's summer home will not need to show proof of vaccination or a negative test result, the BSO management announced as of Friday. As for masking, it's optional for the open-air Kusevetsky Music Shed and throughout the grounds, but masking is highly recommended for indoor performing spaces on the campus. Ozawa Hall, which has reopened for concerts for the first time since 2019, and the Lindy Center for Music and Learning, the home of the Tanglewood Learning Institute, roster of talks, music performances, and other events, and Cindy's Cafe. Proof of full vaccination and one booster dose is still required for the orchestra musicians, BSO staff, and Tanglewood Festival Chorus. And guest artists, mask wearing will be for those groups. After a series of popular artist shows, including the sold-out James Taylor performance on July 3rd and 4th, the orchestra's classical season opens on July 8th. The summer schedule, with additional popular artists booking starting late in August, concludes on September 4th with the show by Van Morrison. New York student has been pushing for panic alarms in classrooms after a cousin was killed in a mass shooting. Jaden Turner has been spending much of her high school years advocating state legislation that would mandate districts to consider panic alarms in schools that connect to local law enforcement. Now, as she's poised to graduate Nyack High School, the 18-year-old is urging Governor Kathy Hochul to sign the legislation just passed in Albany. The issue is personal to Turner and to her family. State Senator Shelley Mayer, who chairs the Education Committee, said the state already has a checklist of safety measures for schools, adding the silent panic alert, which can also spread a warning throughout the building, makes sense. In Great Barrington, a student protest of gun violence in schools for those who will never speak again. 7th and 8th graders from the W.E.B. Du Bois Middle School protested gun violence in the schools on Friday afternoon. The students spent time reflecting on the recent school massacre in Texas. This was their statement. "We hope that you all out there are today because you're fed up not with school, not with assignments, but with the state of our country. You're fed up with hearing of yet another school shooting, yet another tragedy that sweeps the nation and makes us all hold our breath while we wait to hear the details. We hope you're out there today because you want people to listen to you." Some meetings going on today in Sharon Inland Wetlands at 5:30. Also, the Sharon Parks and Recreation at 6:30 and the Sharon Board of Education at 7 p.m. In Salisbury at 5:30, the Salisbury Pathways Committee at 6:30, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. In North Canaan, the Planning and Zoning meeting at 7 p.m. tonight. Falls Village, the Board of Finance meeting at 6:30 and the Board of Selectmen regular meeting at 7 p.m. And in Cornwall, the Park and Recreation meeting at 6:30. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they feature a tapas menu and nightly dinner specials, interlakenin.com, and they're also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 31,392.79, the NASDAQ at 11,340.02, and the S&P 500 at 3,900.86. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.